It's an issue we've told you about before. Fake news, rumors, and misinformation spreading through social media and ending in real-life violence. That's been happening in India in recent months. Inflammatory rumors that started on the popular messaging service WhatsApp have led to a string of mob lynchings. By some estimates, at least 29 people have been killed since the beginning of the year. As India's government and the Facebook-owned company try to figure out a solution, the task of stopping disinformation has been largely left up to public safety officials, like Rema Rajeshwari.
I work as the district police chief of Jogalamba Gadwal district. It's in the southern state of Telangana. It has a population of about 5 million people. It's predominantly rural, but everyone has a smartphone. So everyone uses WhatsApp.
When did you first start noticing rumors and fake news being spread on WhatsApp, both in your area and other parts of India?
In the last week of March, one of my village police officers told me that he noticed something very unusual in the villages that he visited. None of the villages were sleeping outside their houses. You see, summers in India are extremely hot and people living in rural areas mostly sleep outside. So I asked him to go back and find out what was wrong. He came back and told me that these villages were receiving certain videos and images through WhatsApp. And they were very graphic and warned them of an interstate gang and child-lifting gangs. So there is this deep-seated trust in friends and family that makes rural Indians more likely to take forwarded rumors and graphic warnings at face value. And it comes with dire consequences. In this case, all these videos were going viral because people were circulating them frantically.
In the instance you just described, people in this village, they get this message, this rumor, this video on WhatsApp about these supposed child abductors. And so they even changed their sleeping patterns. They would sleep outside, but now they're sleeping inside. And so these things just take on a life of their own. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right, because they were terrified. They were terrified of the fact that there was a gang out there and the gang was out there to kidnap their children. So we went to the people. My team went to each village, door to door, and appealed to them not to believe in these rumors. Like, look at the videos. The people don't even look like Indians. So there's no way that these gangs can be active in our region. And even if there is a gang out there, we are doing patrolling. We're out there to take care of you. They will be arrested by us.
So your methods, in the case of that video, that fake video that scared these villagers, was your method to simply go to this village and talk to people?
Absolutely, because most of these people are illiterate and also digitally illiterate. So they could barely differentiate between what was real and what was not.
What other things have you been doing as part of your campaign to educate people about fake news?
So we wanted to make it more interesting. So we wrote songs on fake news and misinformation. And we took the help of the local folk artist to sing these songs and do, you know, ballet and small skits, which is quite popular in the local region. And that proved to be quite effective because people came in huge numbers to attend these cultural programs that we organized on fake news and misinformation. And it is still going on. Hmm. And we have this dedicated team of folk artists and also trained police officers who can sing. So they go to every village and they sing songs on fake news.
So they sing songs about fake news to teach people how to recognize fake news. That's great. How are you measuring the success of your efforts?
So before the campaign, even though I did not have any lynching incident, nobody got killed in my district. But yes, we had incidents where some of the villagers formed themselves into a group. They were wielding sticks and they were doing patrolling and they would question, literally interrogate anybody who walks into the village who is not from that village. So there was this state of frenzy, this mass hysteria. People were so scared of stepping out of their houses after 7 p.m. in the evening. So that is not there anymore. So people know that these videos are fake. And even if they receive any video, it is their responsibility to inform the police officers and not to take law into their hand.
Where did you get the idea to use singing groups and use kind of low-tech things like that and simply you know, gathering people around and talking to them as ways to deal with this?
Well, I've been doing a community outreach campaign for the last 8 years on child marriages, child labor, temple prostitution. The best way to reach out to the community, especially the rural community, and make them understand is through songs and local traditions, local art traditions. So this proved to be quite effective in all my previous campaigns. So I thought, you know, why not use the same in fighting fake news and misinformation as well? And it really helped us, and we could prevent mob lynching incidents in at least 400 villages in my jurisdiction.
Rema Rajeshwari is a district police chief in the Indian state of Telangana. Thanks, Rema.
Thank you so much.